Pornography addiction thrives in silence. While millions struggle with this invisible battle, few openly discuss it. Imagine a 4-year-old boy finding pornographic magazines his mother deliberately placed around their home to distract him during his parents' violent arguments. This was Eric's introduction to pornography, a coping mechanism that would evolve into a full-blown addiction by adulthood. His story illustrates how addiction rarely emerges in isolation, but results from a constellation of factors. Early exposure, typically between ages 10 to 14, dysfunctional parenting, either controlling or disengaged, profound loneliness, absence of healthy relationship models, and a hypersexualized culture that normalizes explicit content. The statistics are staggering. 75% of primetime television contains sexual content. 2.5 billion pornographic emails circulate daily, and adult video rentals reach $20 billion annually in the U.S. alone. This constant exposure is tearing at the very fibers of our society, creating millions with sexual addictions. Perhaps most concerning is how early exposure affects developing minds. Children exposed to sexual content often mistake sex for love, leading to repeated, unhealthy relationships throughout life. When children experience premature sexual exposure, whether through abuse or inappropriate play, they develop cognitive dissonance between physical pleasure and emotional shame. Later encounters with pornography transport them back to those confusing yet stimulating sensations, creating powerful neurological pathways that strengthen with each viewing. Pornography addiction develops across 7 distinct levels, each with increasing psychological impact. Early levels, 1 to 3, involve experimental or occasional use, from accidental exposure a few times yearly to monthly viewing with occasional binges. Users either limit exposure or haven't recognized their developing problem. The critical transition occurs at level 4, when pornography begins significantly impacting multiple life areas, with more frequent viewing, escalation to explicit content, and emerging withdrawal symptoms. By level 5, pornography infiltrates daily life, with viewing 3 to 5 times weekly, transforming from entertainment to life-dominating behavior. Level 6 brings nearly daily viewing, habitual lying, and significant relationship losses. Level 7 represents daily viewing with sexual acting out and need for increasingly extreme content. This progression correlates with increased viewing frequency, fantasizing, loss of control, and risk-taking. The addiction creates emotional roller coasters, stimulation while viewing, followed by depression, perpetuating a cycle that deteriorates relationships, finances, and mental health. Pornography addiction is uniquely challenging because the brain produces its own addictive chemicals, epinephrine, testosterone, endorphins, oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, and phenylethylamine. With continued use, brain chemistry adapts until this stimulation becomes necessary to feel normal, creating intense withdrawal symptoms. Addiction follows predictable sequences: stimulus, emotion, thought, chemical release, body language changes, internal thought battle. During this battle, the mind weighs concerns against justifications, with these sequences triggering within seconds. John's experience demonstrates this. A provocative billboard triggered arousal and thoughts of viewing pornography. After understanding reaction sequences, he recognized what was happening, called his accountability partner, and interrupted the cycle. Breaking addiction requires mapping your personal sequence by identifying triggers, thoughts, and vulnerable moments. An effective plan includes defining the behavior to change, documenting your reaction sequence, listing alternative responses, and reviewing effectiveness regularly. This awareness-based approach disrupts the addictive cycle and builds lasting change. Most recovery attempts fail because they target behaviors instead of root causes. True change requires transforming underlying beliefs, like cleaning an infected wound rather than merely covering it. Common justifications include, one more time won't hurt, I deserve it, this is just who I am, it's not a big deal, and everyone is doing it. Once identified, these beliefs often appear ridiculous. Challenge harmful thoughts by creating protective barriers with reminders like, I don't need to go there, and developing replacement thoughts aligned with your values. Motivation grows when people view their problems as solvable. Increase motivation by identifying limiting beliefs, recognizing your internal capacity for solutions, seeking new knowledge, using personal values as guides, and monitoring progress. While most addicts prefer handling problems independently, admitting addiction requires courage and humility, a crucial first step toward recovery. Those who heal quickest openly discuss their struggles. When individuals recognize they possess the internal capacity for change, though they may need external support, recovery becomes possible. Change follows a predictable pattern through 6 stages: pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, taking action, maintenance, and relapse prevention. In pre-contemplation, individuals don't recognize problematic behavior as mental patterns become recovery challenges. Many pornography users believe they can stop any time until they actually try. During contemplation, addicts acknowledge the need for change but question their desire and ability. Motivation typically stems from fear, potential losses, duty, obligations to others, or love for self and others. While external motivators can initiate change, lasting recovery requires internal drive and personal insight. Preparation is critical for overcoming addiction. Like studying blueprints before building, recovery requires planning, defining sobriety, establishing boundaries, setting goals, involving others, and rehearsing responses to high-risk situations. The action stage brings hope as real change begins. Self-awareness becomes crucial, recognizing triggers, understanding emotional states, and implementing response plans. As recovery progresses, self-image transforms from self-loathing to self-confidence, with thoughts shifting from pornography toward reconnecting with family or pursuing neglected interests. Certain characteristics consistently appear in those vulnerable to pornography relapse. Secrecy threatens recovery. Those keeping pornography-related secrets develop destructive habits, including lying, emotional inconsistency, and low self-worth. The solution is establishing accountability partnerships with someone trustworthy who knows your struggles. Limited relationship connections and unresolved conflict significantly increase relapse risk, as isolated individuals more likely turn to established comfort sources when stressed. Multiple addictions frequently coexist. 83% of sex addicts experience other addictions, according to Dr. Carnes. Many addicts require intense experiences for their chemical high, turning to activities like spending, drugs, or overeating. Recovery requires addressing all addictive behaviors. Other warning signs include ending treatment prematurely, attempting recovery with limited resources, and failing to address emotional triggers such as curiosity, excitement, frustration, boredom, loneliness, and fear. Emotional maturity requires honestly processing feelings through writing or discussion. Recovery transforms every dimension of life, as shown by Stewart's progression from chronic lateness and near divorce to career advancement and marital restoration. Successful recovery depends on integrity, being complete, honest, and committed, with sharing one's full story, creating freedom. Recovery rebuilds self-worth damaged during addiction. Those trapped in pornography often feel worthless, but healing transforms their self-perception and view of others, developing compassion rather than judgment. The productivity principle demonstrates that positive, goal-oriented activities improve self-esteem and increase energy, while idleness often leads to relapse. Growth extends across all life areas. While humans crave freedom, addiction restricts choice. In recovery, individuals recognize how addiction isolated them and discover healthier ways to meet emotional needs previously masked by pornography. Spiritual connection forms the foundation of recovery, explaining why many addiction programs incorporate spiritual principles. Though addicts initially feel unworthy of divine help, spiritual resources provide essential support through cravings. The journey requires time and may include setbacks, but embracing recovery reveals capabilities far beyond what addiction allowed you to believe.